My question is, will shirk ever be forgiven? If a person dies upon major shirk, then Allah will not forgive them. And in the hereafter, the akhirah, they will be in the hellfire for eternity, forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from that, and may He grant us all paradise. And there are many proofs for that in the Quran. For example, the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةَ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. Whoever associates partners with Allah, whoever commits a shirk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden paradise for them, and their abode will be the hellfire, and the wrongdoers, the mushrikun, they will have no helpers. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Indeed, Allah will not forgive a shirk. He will not forgive that partners be associated with Him, but He forgives anything lesser than that for those whom He wills. So if a person dies upon major shirk, Allah will not forgive them. However, if a person repents with a sincere repentance from a shirk while they are living, then Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts repentance from all sins. وَالتَّائِبْ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. And the one who repents from a sin is like a person who has no sins. And we find in the Quran proofs and evidences that the one who repents from a shirk with sincere repentance, Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept their repentance. Allah will forgive them. From the proofs and the evidences that we find in the Quran is the saying of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. The meaning being, and those who do not invoke with Allah another deity, nor kill and take a life that Allah has forbidden, except for a just cause, nor commit illegal sexual relations, and whoever does this shall receive a punishment. The torment will be doubled for them on the day of resurrection, and they will abide in it for disgrace. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, look, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for those who repent and they believe and they do righteous deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Allah will change their sins into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is forgiven. Allah is forgiving, most merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And whoever repents and does righteous deeds, then verily he repents towards Allah with a sincere and a true repentance. Naam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if a person repents from a shirk while they are living with a sincere repentance, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive them. And if they die upon a tawheed, then they are guaranteed paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with paradise and save us all from the hellfire.